قل يا أهل الكتاب تعالوا إلى كلمة سواء بيننا وبينكم ألا نعبد إلا الله ولا نشرك به شيئا ولا يتخذ بعضنا بعضا أربابا من دون الله فإن تولوا فقولوا اشهدوا بأننا مسلمون.
Say, people of the book, come to a word common between us and you, that we shall serve none but Allah, and shall associate none with Him in His divinity, and that some of us will not take others as lords besides Allah. And if they turn their backs from accepting this call, tell them, bear witness that we are the ones who have submitted ourselves exclusively to Allah. Say, this marks the beginning of the third discourse of this surah. Its contents invite the conclusion that the surah was revealed sometime between the battles of Badr and Uhud. The subjects of these three discourses are so closely interrelated that some commentators have wrongly understood the verses which follow to be part of the foregoing disclosure. From the whole tenor of the discourse which now begins, however, it is evident that it is addressed to the Jews. People of the book, come to a word common between us and you. The invitation here is for the two parties to agree on something believed in by one of them, the Muslims, and the soundness of which could hardly be denied by the other party, the Christians. For this was the belief of their own prophets and had been taught in their own scriptures.
Ya ahla al-kitab lima tuhajjuna fi Ibrahim wa ma unzilat at-Tawrat wal-Injil illa min ba'dih afala ta'qilun.
People of the book, why do you dispute with us about Abraham, even though the Torah and the Gospel were not revealed until after the time of Abraham, peace be upon him? Do you not understand? Do you not understand? That is, both Judaism and Christianity came into existence after the Torah and the Injil had been revealed. Abraham, peace be upon him, had lived much earlier than that. Thus it can easily be grasped that the religion of Abraham could not have been that either of Judaism or Christianity. If Abraham was on the right path and had attained salvation, it is obvious that one need not follow either Judaism or Christianity in order to be on the right path and to attain salvation.
Ha antum ha حاججتم فيما لكم به علم فلم تحاجون فيما ليس لكم به علم والله يعلم وأنتم لا تعلمون.
Behold, you are those who have disputed greatly concerning matters which you knew. Why are you now disputing about matters that you know nothing about? Allah knows it, whereas you do not know.
مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًّا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًّا وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ.
Abraham was neither a Jew nor a Christian, peace be upon him. He was a Muslim, wholly devoted to God, and he certainly was not amongst those who associate others with Allah in His divinity. He was a Muslim, wholly devoted to God. The word Hanif denotes someone who turns his face away from all other directions in order to follow one particular course. We have tried to convey this sense through the expression, a Muslim wholly devoted to God.
إِنَّ أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِإِبْرَاهِيمَ لَلَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُ وَهَذَا النَّبِيُّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاللَّهُ وَلِيُّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
Surely, the people who have the best claim to a relationship with Abraham, peace be upon him, are those who followed him in the past, and presently this prophet, and those who believe in him. Allah is the guardian of the men of faith.
وَدَّ الطَّائِفَةٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لَوْ يُضِلُّونَكُمْ وَمَا يُضِلُّونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ
A party of the people of the book would fain lead you astray, whereas in truth they lead none astray except themselves. But they do not realize it.
يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لِمَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَأَنْتُمْ تَشْهَدُونَ
People of the book, why do you reject the signs of Allah even though you yourselves witness them? Why do you reject the signs of Allah even though you yourselves witness them? Another rendering of this could be, and you yourselves bear witness to Muhammad's prophethood. Peace be upon him. However it is translated, the sense remains the same. In fact, the impeccable purity of the life of the Prophet, the astounding impact of his teachings and training on the lives of his companions, and the loftiness of the teachings of the Quran all constituted such illustrious signs of God that it was very difficult for anyone conversant with the lives of the Prophets and the tenor of divine scriptures to doubt the prophethood of Muhammad, peace be upon him. It is a fact that many Jews and Christians, especially their scholars, came to recognize in their hearts that Muhammad, peace be upon him, was the very prophet whose coming had been announced by the preceding prophets. This fact was so overwhelming that despite their intransigence, they could not help but give verbal expression at times to the truth of the prophet's teachings. This is why the Quran repeatedly blames them for maliciously misrepresenting the signs of God which they saw with their own eyes and to which they themselves attested.
Ya ahla al-kitab lima talbisoon al-haqq bil-batil wa taktumoon al-haqq wa antum ta'lamoon.
People of the book, why do you confound truth with falsehood? And why do you conceal the truth knowingly?